はい、ではメッセージの方に入っていきたいと思います。今日はですね、もちろんイースターということで、イエス・キリストの死と復活の意味について話していきたいと思います。
And so, as you know, today is Easter, so we'd love to talk about the death and resurrection of Jesus.
マタイの福音書26章36節から46節を読んでいきたいと思います。
And the passage we're going to read is Matthew 26, 36 through 46.
いつも通りですね、日本語だけを読みますので、英語をしゃべる方はスクリーンを見るか自分のできれば自分の聖書を開いて一緒に見てほしいなと思います。
And always we're going to be, as always we're going to be reading in Japanese only. So if you're an English speaker, you can either follow along on the screen here or in your own Bible. And actually, we recommend your own Bible more.
では36節。それからイエスは弟子たちと一緒にゲッセマネという場所に来て、彼らに私があそこに行って祈っている間、ここに座ってなさいと言われた。そしてペテロとゼベダイの子2人を一緒に連れて行かれたが、イエスは悲しみもだえ始められた。その時イエスは彼らに言われた。私は悲しみのあまり死ぬほどです。ここにいて私と一緒に目を覚ましていなさい。それからイエスは少し進んで行ってひれ伏して祈られた。我が父よ、できることならこの杯を私から過ぎ去らせてください。しかし私が望むようにではなく、あなたが望まれるままになさってください。それからイエスは弟子たちのところに戻ってきて、彼らが眠っているのを見、ペテロに言われた。あなた方はこのように1時間でも私と一緒に目を覚ましていられなかったのですか。誘惑に陥らないように目を覚まして祈っていなさい。霊は燃えていても肉は弱いのです。イエスは再び二度目に離れていって、我が父よ、私が飲まなければこの杯が過ぎ去らないのであれば、あなたの御心がなりますようにと祈られた。イエスが再び戻ってご覧になると、弟子たちは眠っていた。まぶたが重くなっていたのである。イエスは彼らを残して再び離れていき、もう一度同じ言葉で三度目の祈りをされた。それからイエスは弟子たちのところに来て言われた。まだ休んでいるのですか。見なさい、時が来ました。人の子は罪人たちの手に渡されます。立ちなさい、さあ行こう。見なさい、私を裏切る者が近くに来ています。はい、今日ね、イースターということで、イースターって何だろう、そういう話をしていきますって先ほど言いました。
So today we want to talk about just, you know, Easter. What is Easter?
ね、イースターの意味は復活祭、要は新しい命、復活、そのような意味になります。
And so Easter, you know, as it kind of in Japanese, it's more like resurrection holiday or resurrection festival, is kind of this idea, celebration of new life.
新しい命があるっていうことは、要はその前の状態は死んでいたっていう状態になると思いますよね。
And so if you have this celebration of new life, the idea of new life has to imply that you must have had been dead before that.
要は復活祭を語るなら死を語っていかなくちゃいけません。
And so if we're going to talk about resurrection, we first have to talk about death.
良い知らせを理解したいなら悪い知らせを理解しなくちゃいけません。
So if you want to talk about good news, you have to talk about what is the bad news before that.
救いっていう概念を理解したいなら何から救われなくちゃいけないのかということを理解しなくちゃいけません。
If we're going to talk about salvation, you have to talk about what are we being saved from.
なので今日3つのポイントでそれをやっていきたいと思います。
And so we want to talk about that today in three points.
まず最初、ね、復活というものは闇と悪からの勝利ということを話していきます。
And the first point is victory over darkness and evil.
また最後の誘惑への勝利、それが2つ目です。
And the second point is victory over the last temptation.
そして勝利につながる死という概念です。
And then the last point is death that leads to true victory.
はい、最初のポイント。
So the first point.
このゲッセマネという場所、一節に出てきましたよね。それはガーデン。庭だって言われていました。
And so we see that there's the Garden of Gethsemane that comes out in the first verse that we read, and this, yeah, is very, it's like a garden is the idea here.
実はそのゲッセマネ、要は暗く、苦しく、裏切りがあり、そのようなもうダークなイメージがありますよね。
And you know, as it's depicted, it's very like this dark, it's filled with suffering and anguish, and Jesus is betrayed soon after.
実はこのゲッセマネの園っていうものは、エデンの園と対照的なシンボルになっています。
And this Garden of Gethsemane is actually a kind of like a contrast to the Garden of Eden.
覚えてますか？創世記、Garden of Eden、エデンの園。
So do you guys remember Garden of Eden from Genesis?
神様と永遠に死も罪もなく、そして苦しみもない世界、完璧な世界でした。
And so this was like a perfect world with no suffering, no pain, and you could live just forever with God.
でもそこに悪魔がやってきて、アダムとエバを誘惑します。
But then the devil comes and he tempts Adam and Eve.
ここでもイエス・キリストが誘惑されてます。
And also here, Jesus is tempted as well.
神様に従うのか従わないのか、そういう誘惑です。アダムも同じ誘惑を受けました。
And so he has the same temptation as Adam and Eve of like, are you going to follow God or not?
このゲッセマネの象徴は神の裁き、神の怒り、そして争い、葛藤、そういう象徴があります。
And so there's all of this kind of symbols and imagery in the Garden of Gethsemane of all of this frustration with like, oh, what am I going to do? I'm being tempted, like I'm just struggling.
ここにキリスト教のなぜキリスト教じゃなくちゃいけないのか、なぜキリストというその宗教が唯一の宗教なのか、そこに意味がたくさん載ってます。
And there's a lot of kind of important meaning that's kind of talked about here about like why Christianity, like why do I have to pick this one specific religion to follow?
なぜ神が苦しんで死ななくちゃいけなかったんでしょうか。
And a lot of people wonder like why did God have to suffer for us?
それを理解することがすごく重要です。
And I think understanding that is very important.
イエス・キリストはこれから裏切られます。
And so, going on from this point in the story, Jesus is then betrayed.
でもなぜ裏切られるんでしょうか?
But why was he betrayed?
それは神様が裏切られたということを象徴しています。
And it's supposed to be a symbol to represent that God was also betrayed by us.
皆さんこう考えたことありませんか?
So have you guys thought about this before?
もし人間が神を裏切る、神に従わない、それが全知全能である神が分かっていたなら、なんでわざわざ人間を作ったんだろうって思いませんか?
You guys ever wonder, like, if God knew that humans would betray him, like, why would he make them in the first place?
なんで人間なんて存在を作ったんでしょうか?
Like, why would he just go all out of his way to make humans knowing that they're just going to end up betraying him?
別の言い方をしたら、神様は自分が苦しむ。人間を作ったことによって自分が苦しむ羽目になるって分かっていながら、なぜわざわざ人間を作ったんでしょうか。
You know, another way to say it would be like God knows that if he makes humans, he knows they're going to betray him and it's going to cause him suffering. So why would he go all out of his way to make someone that's going to make him suffer?
それはすごく神学的に難しい質問です。
And it's a very, you know, theologically very difficult question.
でも一つだけ確かに言えるのは、それが神様の心だからです。苦しんででも愛を共有したい、苦しんででも自分が持っている幸せ、素晴らしいものを誰かと共有したい、そういう思いがあるからです。
Yeah, but one of the things that we can say about this is that it reflects God's heart, knowing that He wants to share love, He wants to love, even if He knows it's going to hurt Him.
イエス・キリストの態度にもそれが表れています。
And this also is represented in Jesus as well.
イエス・キリストはこれから友達に裏切られるわけです。
Because Jesus is also then betrayed by all of His friends.
一緒に祈って私が苦しい時に一緒にいてって言いながらぐっすり寝てる弟子たちがベストフレンドがいるわけですよ。
You know, he's saying to all his best friends like, hey, I'm really struggling. I want you to pray with me, and they all just fall asleep.
ユダがこれからやってきます。そしてイエス・キリストを売り飛ばします。
And then, you know, Judas later comes, and then Jesus gets taken away.
なぜそこまでして神様に従おうとするんですか。
So, you know, how is he able to follow, still obey God, even if it's this bad for him?
それは愛だからですよ。
And it's because of love.
イエス・キリストはここでもだえ苦しみ始めている、そのように表現されています。
You know, it's expressing here that Jesus is like really in anguish in the garden.
何がそこまで苦しかったんでしょうか?
And what was so, you know, distressing for him?
主に2つ苦しみがあったと思います。
I think there were kind of two main things that were really hard for him.
それはまず十字架という刑の苦しみです。
And so the first one was like the actual kind of punishment of the cross.
皆さんこれちょっとグラフィックになりますけども、むごいことですけども重要なので説明します。十字架の意味です。
And so we're going to kind of talk more about the actual cross and like the actual kind of death punishment that was, and it's kind of more graphic, but I think it's really important. So we're going to talk
about it. 十字架の刑というものはその当時一番むごい刑、罰って言われてました。
Yeah, so at the time period,then death by crucifixion was kind of like the worst possible, like most graphic, most painful way to die.
その起源、そのオリジンはアッシリアや、ペルシャという帝国が昔文化的にやってた行いでした。
And it kind of has its roots in what the Assyrian and Persian empires did in the way that they would punish people.
串刺しの刑って言って、要は木で棒で突き刺して、人の真ん中突き刺して、そして囚人たちや犯罪人を吊るしておく。そして見せしめにする、そこから始まりました。
And so it started when these empires would take prisoners or criminals and they would basically like put a, like a stab them with a stick and have like basically hold them up with that stick and have that as like a way to kind of show around to everyone else like, hey, this is what's going to happen.
それだけでも恐ろしいですよね。
And so like just kind of being like, you know, stabbed and speared and just hung up like that, that's already kind of scary enough in the first place.
でもローマ帝国はその後完成させました、その刑を。
But then the Roman Empire took that idea and they perfected it.
どういうふうに完成させたんでしょうか。
And how did they perfect it?
皆さん、串刺しにされて吊るされたら一瞬で死にますよね。
So, you know, with the other way, if you're just kind of stabbed immediately and hung up like that, you're going to pretty much die pretty quickly.
でもこの十字架の刑というものは長い間苦しみながら死んでいく、そういう刑でした。
But the Romans perfected it in a way that you would basically suffer for a really long time and then die.
何をするかというと、皆さんが知る通りに 手がストレッチされます。
And so, you know, if you've seen like the cross, like your hands are first stretched out.
でも手を伸ばすためにまず肩のを脱臼させるんです。
And then they kind of, what they do is they kind of like, they like, dislocate your shoulder.
両方とも。そして、あの、脱臼した状態で手を打ちつけるか、ここの、特にここだと言われてます。手首を打ちつけるか、または縛る。
And so, in order to dislocate you to hang you up like that, they're either going to like tie your wrist or like pierce through right here.
そして膝を少し曲げるんです。
And then they also kind of bend your knees a little bit.
そして足を交差させて、そこにも釘を打ちつけて、こういう状態にさせます。
And then they cross your legs over, and then they nail through both of the legs at the same time.
そうすることで肺が押し潰されるんです。
And so when you're in that state, your lungs are completely like crushed and collapsed.
そしてこういう状態は息ができない状態です。
And you're like leaning over so you can't really breathe at all.
だから息をするために自分の体を起こして、でそれをさせるんです。
And so it forces you to have to like put all of the weight on the parts where you're like stabbed and it hurts to like lift up yourself and to be able to breathe.
でも恐ろしいのがすぐ死にたくても死ねないんです。
And so the scary thing is that even if you want to hurry up and die, you can't.
息をするために激痛が走ります。
Because anytime you try to breathe, it just like is so like stinging and painful.
それだけではなく、まずすっぱらかにされます。
And then so you know it's not only that, you're also just stripped naked.
で、キリスト教のそのなんか絵とかではなんか被ってますよね。それが本当はない状態です。
Yeah, so you know they always kind of show Jesus, you know, wearing a little like loincloth thing, but he actually probably didn't have that.
でもあまりにも痛いので、いろんなものが出てきます。
You know, and it just hurts. Everything just hurts so much that you know all of the things will just come out of you.
要は目の前で群衆の目の前で恥をかいて苦しんでる状態です。
And so you're doing this in front of like the whole army and in front of everybody, and you're just like, it's just like a very shameful way to die.
鳥がやってきます。
And so you're just kind of like, and then the birds will come onto you too.
もちろん血を流してるのでつつかれます。
And so you know they'll kind of pick at you also because you're bleeding everywhere.
歴史的には最高で3日間生き伸びた人もいるそうです。
And apparently, kind of according to history and the records that they have, there's people who were like in that state for like up to 3 days. They were just staying there.
犯罪人ならある意味わかるかもしれません、この刑。それでもむごいですけども。
And so, you know, it's still really intense, but you might feel like, okay, I get that for like a really bad criminal or something.
でもイエス・キリストは何の罪もない、犯罪を犯したことない。でもその苦しみを通る寸前の場面だったんです。
But Jesus, you know, he never sinned, he never committed the crime, he never did anything wrong, but he is going to be facing this kind of punishment, and we're talking about the moment right before he goes to that.
それだけでも恐ろしいのに、でも二つ目の十字架の意味があります。
And so all of that, that was the first thing that he was afraid of about the next thing, but there's one other thing that he was also very anguish about.
それは39節と42節に書いてある杯、イエス・キリストが言ってましたよね。この杯をどうか飲まなくていいように。お願いしますって言ってます。
Yeah, and that's where it says in verse 39 through 42 where he's saying like, please let this cup pass from me.
どういうことでしょうか?
So what does he mean by that?
その当時、杯を飲むっていうことは自分の運命を受け入れる、宿命を受け入れる、そういう意味がありました。
And so this idea of like having a cup come to you is basically a symbol of accepting your fate or your destiny.
僕がこの準備を召しているときにジョノがですね、コメントで送ってきて、これってアニメのフェイト。知ってます皆さん、フェイト。それと同じ概念じゃって言ってきたんですけど、ごめんなさい、オタク的な、ね、あの情報ですけども、まあ、それにつながっています。
Yeah, so for all of the otakus out there, when I was preparing this message, Jono was like, hey, this is kind of like in the Fate series where they have like this cup apparently and they like do the same thing. It's, yeah, fate.
でも、じゃあ自分の宿命を受け取るってどういうことなんでしょうか?
But what does it actually mean to like accept your fate?
私たちの宿命は何ですか? 神に逆らって、神に従わず罪を犯していったので、私たちの宿命は滅ぼされ、裁かれ、 死んでいく宿命です。それが人間です。
No, for us, for humans, our fate, because we, you know, we decided to disobey God, to go against what he had for us, then we are then destined to be destroyed, to be punished because of that.
でもイエス・キリストの本来の宿命は神として、人類の代表者として、何の罪もない人間として永遠に生き、幸せになることですよね。
But for Jesus, his fate originally was he was like the head of humanity. He was created to live in eternal glory with God.
でも今このイエス・キリストはここの場面ではイエス・キリストの宿命は私たちの罪のために死ぬっていう宿命です。
But the fate that is talking about here is that it's Jesus' fate to take on our fate instead and die in our place.
本来私たちが受け取る宿命、fate をイエス・キリストがその杯、私たちの代わりに飲もうとしている、受け入れようとしているわけです。
Because Jesus is taking this cup that is supposed to pass to us and he's taking it on himself instead and drinking that in our place.
皆さん、ヤクザ、まあ今この時代はあんまりですね、あれいない人たちですけども、ヤクザには杯を交わすっていう概念がありました。
So maybe you guys know, like in the Yakuza, if mafia, you know, in the mafia, yeah, they have this thing where they kind of pass around like a cup.
その杯を交わす意味二つ大体ありました。
And there's kind of two main meanings that they have for this.
まず杯を交わすことで、家族、兄弟になります。Blood to blood, 血と血を。ね、一緒に共有する要は家族、自分のものになるっていうその親分のものになるってことですよね。
And so the first one is kind of like something that represents like you're part of this family, you're like you're same blood as us, and so like the if you're part of like the mob boss's family, if you get the cup passed to you.
要はいい人材がいたらもう唾をつけとくって言い方をしますけども、こいつをもう所有しておくっていうそういう行動だったんです。まず。
And so they have like a phrase of like putting like your spit onto it or into it, and it just is kind of representing that you're like a part of that group of that family.
でも二つ目の意味は不条理を飲み込むそういう意味があったんです。
Yeah, but it also has this other kind of meaning of like accepting or just like taking in like the irrationality or absurdity of whatever's in that situation.
どういうことかというと、親分が白と言えば白。それがたとえ黒でも白って受け入れなくちゃいけないということなんです。
You know, so if the mob boss says like, hey, that's white, even if it's not white, if it's black, you have to just take it as white no matter what.
ボスがそれが正しいって言ったらそれが間違ってても正しいって受け入れるっていうことなんです。
You know, if the boss, the mob boss says, hey, that's right, even though that you'd like know it's wrong, you have to just take it at what he says as that's right.
イエス・キリストは私たちの不条理を飲み込もうとしてるんです。
So this is what Jesus is doing for us. He's taking in and just drinking our irrationality and our absurdity.
私たちは神様が正しいって言ったことを間違ってるって言い始めました。
So you know, like even though God is right, we started to say that no, that's wrong.
神様が白だって言ってるものを私たち黒って反抗し始めました。
You know, even though God has declared that this thing is white, we're like, no, I think it's black.
不条理です。
And so it's just totally absurd.
それだけでなく、イエス・キリストは本来自分が受けるものでないものを受けなくちゃいけない。私たちの罪を背負わなくちゃいけない。不条理ですよね。
And then it's also, you know, it's absurd and irrational that Jesus has to take on this thing that he was originally never intended to.
皆さん考えてみてください。私たちの人類の罪のすべてを背負う。ちょっと想像できないかもしれませんけど、ちょこっとでも想像してみてください。
So it might be really hard to imagine, but just try to imagine, you know, Jesus has to take on not just like one other person's sin, but like all of humanity. So that's not even just everyone right now, but everyone has ever existed, all of their sin at once.
皆さん、どっかでホラー映画見たことありませんか?
So maybe have you guys seen like a horror movie before at any point?
またホラーじゃなくてもいいです。日本の大体の映画。絶望的ですよね。
Yeah, or even not even just a horror movie, just even maybe a Japanese movie apparently, or just a movie that has like a very despairing kind of scene in it.
虚しくなりませんか?
Like there's this part where you just feel so like empty inside.
希望があれ?希望がなくなる、なんか鬱になったりしませんか?
You know, you feel like, oh, there's just no hope. I just feel so like empty.
その1億倍考えてみてください。
So think about like that feeling just really strong, and then times like a billion or 10 billion. もう絶
望です。
It's just complete despair.
そうですよね。
So like that's how he felt.
あれ、これこうあるべきじゃないっていう思いです。
And it's this feeling of like, wait, it's not supposed to be like this.
それをイエス・キリストがとんでもない形で背負ってるんです。
And so this is the state that Jesus is in when he's taking on all of the sin.
どういうことでしょうか。
And so, what does this actually mean?
私たち何の意味をなすんでしょうか。
And like, what does this actually mean for us?
まず十字架、イエス・キリストが死ななくちゃいけなかったということは、私たちがそれほどの問題を抱えているということを自覚するべきだというメッセージです。
And I think the first thing is that when we look at the cross and we see that he's had to take this on for us, it actually shows like that's actually how bad our problem of sin is.
でも私たちはずっとそれを無視して生きているのが私たちです。
But, you know, we tend to often just, we've always been ignoring that.
別に人生のどん底に落ちなくても、その自分の問題、この世界の問題分かるはずです。
But I think even if we don't, you know, slip into rock bottom in our own lives, we can still understand how broken the world is.
皆さん、友達がいたとしましょう。
So let's just say, like, you have a friend.
でも友達に裏切られたとき。
And then, like, you know, when you're betrayed by that friend.
LINE でえって思うようなメッセージが来たとき、
you know, you have like some kind of line come that has something crazy happens and you're just like, oh, I can't believe this.
No, not the line, the line message ね。
The line, yeah.、
落ち込みますよね。あれ、友情ってこんなもんだっけと思いません？
You know, you just feel so like betrayed by them and you're like, wait, what? I thought like we were friends. I thought this is what was supposed to be.
ラブラブで。ボーイフレンド、ガールフレンドで付き合って、ラブラブで素晴らしい結婚式を挙げて、ラブラブでハネムーンに行きました。
Or for example, you know, you fall in love with somebody and everything is just so just love and everything is great and you get married and you go on your honeymoon and everything is just so great.
でもいきなり喧嘩が起こる。
But then, you know, on your honeymoon you have your first fight like ever.
え？永遠に幸せにラブラブのはずじゃないのって。落ち込みますよね。
You know, you get depressed and you're just like, I thought that this, you know, we're just gonna stay like just in love forever and it would just keep going.
大学に受かって、これからいい就職をして、ああもう人生、ああ確実に成功から成功生きるんだ。でもとんでもないひどい同僚が隣の席に座ってる。え、こんなはずじゃって思いません。
You know, or for example, you know, you finally get through university, you graduate, everything's really great, you get to this great job, and you're just like, okay, I'm just going to keep going from one success to the next, and then you get to your job, and there's this really just annoying, really difficult coworker who's right next to you all the time. And you're just like, I thought it was just going to be better than this.
子供が生まれて、超かわいい、もうこの子一生愛すって思って成長していくと、ある日、やだって言い始める瞬間。
Or, you know, you finally have a kid and it's just the cutest little kid ever. And you're just like, oh, I just love you. I'm just going to love you forever. And then eventually they're just like, no, I hate this. And then they just start to, you know, go against everything you say.
子供って純粋じゃないの?
I thought children were so like pure and whatever.
家庭って素晴らしいものじゃないの?
I thought like we had like a great home and family.
みんなどっかで感じてるんです。こうあるべきじゃない。思ってるんです。
I think we all have this somewhere in our lives where like it's not supposed to be like this.
要は別の言い方をするとこうです。エデン、完璧な状態を思い起こしてるんです。
And another way to say it is that we're kind of always remembering the Garden of Eden. We're like, this is how it was supposed to be.
私たちは苦しみを感じるべきじゃない、病気になるべきじゃない、死ぬはずじゃない。
You know, I shouldn't be suffering. I shouldn't have gotten sick. It should be better than this.
キリスト教、クリスチャンになるっていうことは。ありのままの問題を受け入れることです。
You know, I think one of the great things about Christianity is that it really accepts you for who you are, for as we are.
問題から目を背けないということです。
You know, it's not like turning away from any problems or issues that we have in our lives.
ある人は言います、ああ、神を信じる、すごい弱い生き方だ。逆です。神を、キリスト教で神を信じるということは現実を受け入れるっていう生き方です。
I think a lot of people, you know, they'll look at Christianity or like believing in a God and they'll like, oh, that's like for the weak, that's just like a weak way of thinking, but it's actually a very, you know, realistic way of looking at the world.
でも初めて自分の問題を分かったときに解決が生まれてきます。
But it's only when you actually first kind of look at your issues and your weaknesses that you're able to actually move forward and kind of have a solution to that.
皆さんその原理分かってるはずです。
I think you guys kind of understand how this works.
ナルトが本当に強くなったとき、どういう状態でしたか?
For example, you know, when Naruto actually really became strong, like what actually happened to allow him to become strong?
自分の中のキュービー、自分の中にあるモンスター、自分の中の悪を受け入れたときです。
It's when he finally accepted the monster within him.
ルフィ、まあ、英語だとルフィですね。L の方ですね。Yeah, ジャパン、日本ではルフィです。
Or Luffy from One Piece?
One Piece.
Yeah.
強くなったきっかけなんでしょうか?
So like, what enabled him to become strong?
俺は弱えって自覚した時です。
Is when he finally realized, like, I'm so weak.
自分を変えることができない、自分を救うこともできない。
It's when you realize that I can't save myself, I can't change myself.
イエス・キリストが私たちが死ぬべき死を死んでくだされ、受けるべき罰、生きるべき弱さ、感じるべき罪をすべて背負ってくれたんです。
It's because Jesus took on the death that we were supposed to die, the punishment that we were supposed to take on, and the weakness that was our weakness.
でもそれだけじゃありません。これが二つ目のポイント。
And it wasn't just that. This is now going into the second point.
それは私たちが打ち勝つべき誘惑を乗り越えてくれたってことです。
And he also overcame the last temptation that we were not unable to.
先ほど言いました。これはエデンの園と対照的だって言いました。
So as we said earlier, the Garden of Gethsemane is like a contrast to the
Garden of Eden. アダムとエヴァも悪魔の誘惑に遭いました。
And Adam and Eve, they both encountered temptation in the garden.
アダムとエヴァはどんな誘惑を受けたんでしょうか。
But what kind of temptation was that?
それは神様がこういった誘惑でした、命令でした。
And it was that God gave them this one specific command.
神様こういう言い方をしました。アダム、エヴァ、ね、このすべての木から食べていいよ。でもね、これだけ、一つだけ、この木からは食べないでね。命令一つだけです。
And he gave them, you know, he gave them one rule, one command. And he said, all right, you guys, there's all these trees in the whole garden. You can eat from any of them. Go for it. Just any tree that you want. Except there's one tree over here. That's the one tree you cannot eat from. That's it. That's the only rule. 皆さん、めちゃくちゃ
簡単な命令ですよね。一つだけ従ってください。
You know, that's the only, if you're imagining like in your whole life, you have that one rule. Besides that, you can do whatever you want. It seems like pretty easy, right?
アダムとエヴァは神様を信じてました。信頼してました。
And you know, Adam and Eve, they believed God at first. They just, okay, cool, I'll do that.
でも悪魔が来てこういう言い方をするんです。
But then the devil came and he said it like this to them.
神様、この木全部から食べちゃいけないの?って言ったでしょ?って聞くんです。
And he came and he said, like, hey, didn't God say that you can't eat from any of these trees?
めちゃくちゃほぼ合ってますけども、すごく違うニュアンスです。
You know, so it's kind of right, but it's also like kind of wrong, and like there's a two different nuance that he kind of puts a spin on it.
神様は全部いいよ、でもこれだけダメねって言いました。
Because God said, hey, all of these are okay except for just this one.
でも悪魔は全部ダメなのって言ったんです。
And then the devil comes and he's like, he said you can't have any of it?
何が変わったんでしょうか。
So、what changed here?
僕よくこういうストーリーを使います。こういうふうに考えてみてください。これはシンクレア・ファーガソンという有名な牧師が言った例えですけども、ある男の子がお父さんと一緒にトイザラス、まあトイザラス現代ないのでおもちゃ屋さんに行ったとしましょう。ビッグカメラでも何でもいいです。
Okay, so there's kind of a story that I have that Sinclair Ferguson used that's really helpful to understand this. But say, for example, there is a father who takes his son to a toy store. It can be any kind of toy store. He takes him to a store.
誕生日でもクリスマスでもいいです。とにかく、ね、息子とお父さん、おもちゃ屋に行ったら何か買ってもらえるって思いますよね。
And so, you know, there it could be Christmas, if his birthday, doesn't matter. But the premise is that they're going to this toy store, and the son is expecting, oh, I'm going to be able to have him buy anything that I want for me.
だから息子がもう張り切ってもうおもちゃ屋さん全部を回っていきます。お父さん見て、新しいプレステのゲームだよ、レゴだよ、いろんなおもちゃを持っていきます。
And so he goes around the store and he's like, oh, cool. Like, Dad, look at this. I found a new PlayStation. Or look at this toy. I want, like, check out all these toys. They all look so cool. I don't want to choose.
ね、その男の子の心の中で、ああ、この中から何でも買えるんだ、何でもっていうのが鍵です。
Yeah, and the premise that the little boy has in his head is that any of these are okay. Like he, whatever I want, he will buy it for me.
でも1時間経って最後じゃあ選ばなくちゃいけないって時になりました。
So then you know he goes around for you know an hour or so and he's like, okay, I looked at all the choices. Now it's time to choose which one do I.
そしてお父さんのところに戻ってきました。
And he goes back to his father.
でもお父さんこう言うんです。
And then his father says,
全部見たか
？So he looked at them all.
うんって。息子よ。
Yeah, okay, son.
お前に言いたいことは、
So the thing I want to say to you is,
この中のどのおもちゃもお前には与えない。
So I'm not going to give you any of these toys.
家に帰ろう。
Let's go home.
そう言われたら皆さん、もし皆さんがその息子だったら、男の子だったらどう感じますか?
So for you guys, if you were in this little boy's position, how would you feel?
何でも買えると思ってたのが、何も買えないと思ったとき。
You know, you thought you could buy anything, you could get anything you want, and then you finally realized you can't have any of it.
お父さん信頼できますか?
Would you be able to trust your father in that moment?
もう信頼できなくなると思います。
I don't think you'll be able to trust him anymore if you hear that.
シンクレア・ファーガソン先生は私たちの中に起こった ことは似たようなものだって言いました。
And Sinclair Ferguson saying in the story that a similar thing has happened in our hearts.
今まで神様に信頼して神様が何でも良いものを正しくくれると思ってたのに、いきなり神は信頼できないって思い始めたんです。
Because you know, at one point we thought that we could just enjoy anything that in this world that God's made, and then we have to this point where we're like, oh, God doesn't want me to have anything, and now I can't trust Him at all.
アダムは従って私に従いなさい。生きるために、死ななくていいために従ってって。神様言いました。
And God said to Adam, you know, you need to follow these rules that I have for you in order to live.
でもイエスは逆の立場だったんです。
But for Jesus, his situation was actually the reverse.
神様イエスに言いました。私に従って、でもね、あなたが死ぬためにって言ったんです。
Because God said to Jesus, you need to follow my rules so that you die.
イエスはアダム以上に神に従ったんです。
Because Jesus followed, he obeyed God even more than Adam was supposed to.
アダムは神に従う、神の命令に従う、それを信じる理由いくらでもありました。
Because Adam actually had kind of reasons to believe.
でもイエス・キリストは自分が損してでも、自分が全てを失ってでも、神から切り離されてるって分かって、切り離されるって分かっていながらも、神に従うことを選んだんです。
Because Jesus actually didn't have reasons to believe, to follow and to obey, because actually all of them would cause in his suffering and result in him actually losing things, but he still then chose to obey God anyways.
なぜそれをしたんでしょうか?
So why did he do that?
私たちがあたかも従った人間かのように神に見てもらうためです。
And it's because he wanted to have us to be seen by God in the same way that he lived. He wanted us to be able toBe seen as righteous by God.
エデンに戻るためです。
So that we could go back to this Garden of Eden.
宗教とキリスト教の違いはここにあります。
And this is where the difference between Christianity and religion is.
宗教はこうです。神様、あなたから何かをもらうために私は従いますです。
Because in religion, it's like, okay, I think God, I will follow because I think I can get this from you if I follow you.
でもキリスト教はもうすでに私は従ったものと思われているから、正しいことだから私はあなたに従います。要は損得の問題じゃないんです。
Yeah, so in Christianity, there's no kind of like you're trying to like gauge how much you can get or lose based on if you follow or not, because everything has already been followed and obeyed perfectly for you. So it's out of relationship because you want to obey.
日本人はこう思うかもしれません。でもなんでアダムのせいで、ね、罪が来たのに私が責任を取らなくちゃいけないのと思うかもしれません。
But then you might think, especially maybe Japanese people might think like, well, okay, so Adam messed it up for the rest of us. Why do I have to deal with all this problem that some other guy caused?
皆さん連帯責任って言葉知ってますか?
But do you guys know this, maybe this word 連帯責任? It's like collective responsibility.
日本人知ってるはずです。
I think if you're Japanese, you should know that.
最近 いろんな会社が不正をします。
So, you know, recently there's a lot of companies that just, they'll do some kind of bad thing in their workplace or in society.
その不正が発覚するためにニュースに出ます。
And you know, that injustice gets discovered and it shows up on the news somewhere.
で、必ず社長や CEO がすいませんでしたって、記者会見してますよね。
And then you have the CEO is going to come out and they have to make this big formal public apology on the news.
部下や製造の部署のせいでも社長が謝るんです。
And so, you know, even if the injustice was caused by one of the subordinates, like the CEO is still the one who comes out and apologizes for
everybody. なぜでしょうか?ボスが責任を持ってるからです。
And why is that? It's because the boss has responsibility for the whole company.
人類の代表はアダムでした。
And so the representative of all humanity was Adam.
だから私たちも責任取らされてるんです。連帯責任です。
And so it's the same idea of like that's why we are all bearing that same responsibility too.
でもイエス・キリストは逆をしてくれました。
But then Jesus took all of that and he reversed it all.
私たちの本当に正しい代表として彼は生きました。
Because he actually lived as the perfect representative of humanity.
そして彼が私たちの代表になったときに、彼がしたことが私たちの成果になるんです。
Because, and then when he became our representative, any all of the perfect way that he lived then became our merits.
イエス・キリストを信じるということは、彼を私、自分の人類の代表として選ぶことです。
It's because, you know, as him becoming our representative, we're able to,You know, look at the way that he lived and take that and be like, okay, I choose that as my representative.
イエス・キリストを代表としてないなら、 要は信者じゃない人たちはアダムを代表にして生きているということになります。
If you don't, you know, choose to have Jesus as your representative, i.e. if you're not a Christian, you are in a state of continuing to have Adam as your representative instead.
イエス・キリストは私たちが死ぬべき人生を死んでくれたわけだけではなく、生きるべき人生を生きてくれました。
Because Jesus did not only die the death that we were supposed to die, he also lived the life that we could not live.
そして私たちが打ち勝てなかった誘惑に打ち勝ってくれました。
And he also overcame the temptation that we were not able to overcome ourselves.
最後これで終わります。
And so this is the last point we will end here.
So what? どういう意味?
Yeah, so what? Okay, hearing all this, yeah, okay, whatever.
何が変わるの? それを信じた私の人生どう変わるの?
We hear all this and it's like, okay, cool. Like, how is that supposed to affect my life?
Oh, めちゃくちゃ変わります。
And I think it really changes a lot.
今日2つだけそれ言います。
And there's kind of two main things.
1つ、生きる目的がひっくり返ります。
So the first one is that our reason, our purpose for living will change.
皆さん考えてみて、私たちがイエス・キリストを知らない、信じてないときは、常にエデンに帰りたいと思って生きてるんです。
So if you think about it, you know, for anybody who does not yet know Jesus, they're always actually really in a state of like, I'm trying to get back to that Garden of Eden.
こんなはずじゃない、こんなはずじゃない、あの完璧な状態、理想の状態に戻りたい、常に。
You know, it's not supposed to be like this. It's supposed to be better than this, and that's kind of my motivation. I'm trying to get back to that.
愛されたい、幸せになりたい、満たされたい、成功したい、常にそういう状態に戻りたいわけですよ。
You know, I want to be loved. I want to succeed. I want things to just be better. I want to go back to that.
でもそれがすでに満たされてるって自覚したらどうでしょうか?
But if you realize like that is actually already been completed, like it's already, that state of like being is actually already possible, like how would you react if you knew that?
皆さんこの概念有名ですよね。死に直面するとき、私たちは走馬灯のように自分の人生を振り返るってよく言いますよね。
You know, for example, like, you know, if you think about people at the end of their life, they know they're going to die soon. There's like, it's kind of like a cliche almost. People start to think back about their lives and how they lived it.
そして後悔し始めるってよく言いますよね。
And a lot of people often start to have regrets about the way they lived their lives.
あの時もっとあの人と時間を過ごしたらよかった。
It's like, oh man, I wish I spent more time with that person.
あの時そんなもうどうでもいいことじゃなくて、もっと重要なことに生きるべきだった。
Yeah, I should have spent more time on these more important things and not all these dumb wastes of time.
もっと家族との時間を大切にしたかった。
I should have put more time with my family.
もっと違う決断をしていたかった。
I should have decided that differently.
もっと妻を愛しておけばよかった。
I should have loved my wife more.
なぜそう思うか知ってますか?
You know why we think this way?
それは人生の最後で、ああ、こうあるべきじゃなかった。で究極的に感じる瞬間なんだ。それが最後のチャンスなんです。
Because that is kind of our last chance where we realize like, oh right, it wasn't supposed to be like that.
言ってるのわかりますか?
You guys see what we're saying here?
要は究極的にエデンに戻りたい、戻るべきだって感じる瞬間なんです。
That's when we really ultimately kind of start to feel and realize like, that's, yeah, I was trying to get back to the Garden of Eden.
すなわちイエス・キリストを信じるということは、もうエデンに帰れるって前提で生きれるんです。
But you know, believing in Jesus is basically kind of realizing and coming to the conclusion that okay, the premise is actually you can go back to the Garden of Eden.
そうなるともう生きる目的自体が変わりますよね。
So once you realize that, then you don't have to constantly try to go back because you know that you can go back. So your whole like reason for living can change.
別の言い方をすると、もう自分のために生きなくていいんです。
And another way to say it is like you don't have to live for yourself anymore.
自分にこだわらなくていいんです。
You don't have to like try to force yourself to change anymore.
自分が成功をどうにか成功するために必死すぎなくていいんです。
You don't have to get super like desperate to try to force whatever you're working on to succeed.
あの子よりも可愛くならなくちゃいけない。あいつよりもかっこよくならなくちゃいけない。もうそんなゲームしなくていいんです。
You don't have to play that game anymore of like I have to be as cool as that person or look as pretty as that person. You don't have to do that anymore.
Instagram でああこういう生き方したいなってもう思わなくていいんです。
You don't have to constantly be looking at Instagram and be like, oh, I wish I could be like that. I wish I could do that thing.Constantly like envious of others around you. You don't have to do that. 後悔がないんです。Because once you get into the state, there's no more regrets anymore.
それが2番目の要素です。要はある意味人生に余裕ができるんです。
And that's the second point is that in a sense you kind of have like more like margin and kind of like freedom in your life. You're not constantly like driven by these cravings.
もっと寛大になれます。
You can be more generous.
誰かが傷つけてきたらそんなに別に大きなダメージ受けなくていいんです。
You know, if you're hurt by somebody, if somebody does something rude to you, you don't have to like take that onto you as like this fatal blow. Like, you're just like, okay, like that's fine. Like, but it doesn't destroy you anymore.
誰かに愛されてる愛されてないそんなことにもう振り回されなくていいんです。
You're not kind of constantly swayed by like, oh, who likes me, who doesn't, whose good side and bad side am I on now? You don't have to be worried about it.
僕も結婚しています。
You know, I'm married now.
妻の感情です。 それが変わりますよね。
And of course, like, you know, my wife's emotions will change and go up and down and stuff.
昔の僕はもう妻が怒自分に対して怒ってたらもう絶望でした。ああ、もうダメだ。
You know, in the past, if she was like angry at me, I would just go into complete despair of like, it's over.
僕も気をつけないとそれを忘れてしまいます。
You know, if I don't pay attention, if I'm not careful, like, something's gonna get really bad.
娘がパパを愛してくれてないと、どう。でもダメージもかなり食らいます。
Or if my daughters like didn't love me in the way that I was hoping them to love me, then I would just get really, really like hurt by that and be like, oh, I don't know what to do.
リタさんの今日のメッセージあんま良くなかったって言われたら、わあ、ダメージもザーってきます。
You know, or in the past, if somebody was just like, yeah, I don't know, Ryuta, I don't know if your message was that good today, it would just really just destroy me.
もうそこまで落ち込まなくていいってことですよ。
But in this example, like I don't have to get so disappointed and depressed by when those things happen.
結婚してる結婚してない関係ないんです。
If you're married or not, it doesn't matter.
お金持ってる持ってないもうどうでもよくなります。
Yeah, if you're rich or if you're poor, if you have money or not, it doesn't matter.
本当の意味で人々のために生きれるようになるんです。
Because really, in the truest sense, you can live for other people.
それがクリスチャンの生き方です。
And that is the life of a Christian.
希望に満ち溢れ。そして確実にエデンに戻れるそれ以上素晴らしい世界が待ってる その余裕です。
And there is a world that is even better than the best thing that we could hope for of going back to this Garden of Eden.
イエス・キリストが復活したから。
And it's because Jesus rose from the dead.
最悪のデスですよ。死、最悪の悪を乗り越えてくれたから。
And it's because he overcame the worst death, the worst evil for us.
最悪の不条理を私たちの代わりに受け入れてくれたから。
Yes, because he overcame the worst absurdity and he accepted us in our place forward.
今日そのイースター復活祭の意味を理解してください。
So we really just want you to be able to truly understand Easter and what it truly means.